14 activists with the group Hands Off Appalachia made their fifth court appearance on Earth Day, April 22nd, in State Superior Court in Stamford, Connecticut. The legal proceedings stemmed from an action last November, where some of the activists locked themselves down inside and outside the corporate office of UBS, the financial services company in Stamford, to protest the bank's financial support for mountaintop removal coal mining. The 14 are charged with trespass, breach of peace, and conspiracy. The protesters who scaled a construction crane and unfurled a banner condemning UBS's role in mountaintop removal were additionally charged with Trover, a legal action to recover $30,000 in damages for the time the crane could not be used by its owners. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, who covered the November action and the activists' most recent court appearance, spoke first with Ricky Draper, one of two protesters who locked themselves to each other into a railing inside the UBS office. She explains why Hands Off Appalachia targeted the financial services company. In this segment, Tuhus also spoke with activist Joanne Sheehan, who explains what happened when she and two other supporters of Hands Off Appalachia attempted to deliver a letter to UBS management on Earth Day, asking the company to end its financial support for mountaintop removal coal mining.
UBS is one of the top funders of mountaintop removal coal mining, and this action came out of a campaign that we've been working on for the past 2 years called Hands Off Appalachia. And the campaign has demanded that UBS stop funding and supporting companies that practice mountaintop removal and put forward a public policy stating that they would not do business with those companies. They fund some of the worst companies, Alpha, which took over Massey's assets, Arch Coal, and Patriot Coal and James River Coal Company. And something really interesting is that UBS just recently downgraded Alpha and Arch Holdings, and that actually had a big effect on those companies.
In terms of UBS's role in mountaintop removal, my understanding is that I was down there last month, and my understanding is that mostly for economic reasons, or solely maybe for economic reasons, there's actually a lot less mountaintop removal coal mining or coal removal that's happening compared to a few years ago.
Yeah, there are new permits in every state for mountaintop removal, where mountaintop removal happens. There's started blasting again on Coal River Mountain. These areas are still very much threatened by mountaintop removal and very much threatened by the aftermath of those mines and the slurry ponds and everything in the coal processing. So, like, we've really focused on is, like, fighting so hard right now, even though we know that coal is declining and there won't be this industry much longer, but we want to target them and make them accountable while they're still in these communities. We just want to make them clean up their mess.
I was talking to somebody down there who was very experienced in coal slurry impoundments and was very worried, you know, that just that they're all accidents waiting to happen. I guess there's one that is like over a billion gallons and, you know, there's really concerns that there would be a breach.
Yeah, absolutely. They're, you know, the earthen dams. They did a large-scale test of all of these in West Virginia, and most of them failed regulation, like, or safety inspection. The one that sat above Marsh Fork Elementary School, which is right by where I live now, is 8.2 billion gallons of slurry. And it sat above this elementary school for so long until the campaign won and moved that school. But it's still over, you know, communities. And it's terrifying. No one knows what to do with that slurry.
Joanne Sheehan is a Connecticut peace activist and a supporter of Hands Off Appalachia. She and two others went to the corporate office of UBS in Stamford on Tuesday to deliver a letter asking the company to stop funding companies that conduct mountaintop removal mining operations.
Because folks were here in court today and it's Earth Day, the Hands Off Appalachia wrote a letter to UBS, kind of catching up on things that have happened since they were here in November, reminding them of all of the people in Appalachia who have been really harmed through the coal mining process, mentioning that this month J.P. Morgan Chase updated its environmental policy that will be ending financial support and relationships around mountaintop removal, and basically asking UBS to do the same. So it's a simple letter in an envelope that wasn't sealed. We went to the main door of UBS. The security guard there simply told us that he couldn't take a letter, but told us where to go to the mailroom. And as we were going to the mailroom, security forces began to follow us. And by the time we got there, there were several police cars that pulled up and detained us. They wouldn't let us leave. And then the bomb squad came, and people from UBS with all sorts of security badges on came outside at one point. There were about 12 to 15 people, including the Stamford police supervisor, who were all there for three people with a litter. They asked us if there were any chemicals or powders in the package. We said, there is no package, there's a letter. They never even checked the envelope. So the police officer said, well, you're the people who caused all the trouble in November. So there was clearly a concern. It was total overkill. They took our bags, they took our ID, they brought a woman police officer in and patted us down right there out on the street. So trying very hard to be intimidating, but to be honest, I felt pretty powerful standing there with two allies of Hands Off Appalachia ringing out what seemed to be half the police force and security at UBS. What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? We have nothing to hide. We're nonviolent people. They searched our bags. They wanted to know if we had weapons. I think they knew very well that we didn't. That's not the history of anyone who has opposed UBS to use violence in any way. As a matter of fact, we're trying to stop the violence of mountaintop removal and the violence against the people in Appalachia.
That was Joanne Sheehan, preceded by Ricky Draper, one of the 14 people facing charges for a protest targeting UBS last November. During their court appearance on April 22nd, the protesters were told if they paid half the restitution the crane company says it's owed, $15,000 instead of $30,000, charges would be dropped. The activists are now considering their options. Find more information on the movement opposing mountaintop removal coal mining by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.